Hello, folks. I'm Joe Boquist, welcoming you to another edition of Radio in the Dark, this time part 3 of the Kenwood TS-590 tutorials. Today we're going to have fun, folks. We're going to describe all the controls on the front panel of the radio and their functions. There are 6 rotary control knobs on the front of this radio, and 56, count them, 56 buttons. Before I get started, if you haven't already done this, I'm going to tell you to lift up the front of the radio, and underneath the radio in the front, there's a wire bale. Just pull that forward as far as it will go and put the radio back down on it so the radio will sit on a slant and you'll be able to have better access to the buttons, especially the ones in the bottom row. This way they won't be so close to the desk and you'll be able to use the radio a little bit easier that way. Okay, now, assuming that you've already done that, let's get started. I'm going to describe the buttons the way that the manual did, as in groups, lettered A through H. Okay, this will help you navigate a little bit better as far as where we are as you're following along with me, I think. So let's get started with Group A. Group A has 8 buttons, and the first one is on the upper left-hand corner of the radio. 2 buttons in each horizontal row, left to right. Okay, as I said, the first button we're going to look at is one of the PF keys. There are 2 of them. Oh, and before I go any further, I have to tell you that some of these buttons has 2 or 3 functions. But what Kenwood did for this radio is something that I think they started in maybe the 570 or the 480. They did away with the dreaded function mode button. The Kenwood 2000 has that, and that is not good for a blind person, because what that means is to change modes or to change what the button does, you have to press the function mode button on the Kenwood 2000 or some of these older rigs. And that will change the mode or the action that you're going to get in all of the buttons on the control panel. And if you're, even if you have the voice readout, you might have a bit of a time knowing what function you're in. I don't know the Kenwood 2000 real well, but I do know that it does have that function mode button, the dreaded F button. Us blind people really don't like that too well. Now, what they did with, I know, at least with the 480 and, of course, with this 2000, I'm sorry, with this 590, being that it is a newer voice chip, not the VS3 anymore. Now they're using what's known as the VGS1 voice board. And this is an entirely new chip. And it not only does it speak more of what's going on in the menus, but you don't have that dreaded function mode button. The way you get an alternate thing to read out with these buttons is by pressing and holding it. In other words, if you press the button on a particular function, just pressing the button will toggle that function on or off. And if you press and hold it, it will turn on the ability to change the setting of that button. Okay? And the way we change settings in a menu or in anything with this radio is with a knob on the right-hand edge of the radio. There are 3 knobs on the extreme right-hand edge of the radio. It's the biggest knob in the middle of the radio on the extreme right-hand edge. That's the multi-channel knob. That does a lot. That not only changes parameters, but it changes frequency, it changes the PL tones, and that's the button you're going to be or the knob that you're going to be using a lot when you want to change functions or frequency or things like that. or one of you, if you're in menus and you want to scroll through the different menus, you just turn that knob. Okay, it's a knob that clicks. It's not a loud click. It's really a silent knob, but you'll feel the detents in it as you turn it. Okay, so that's the way we're going to set parameters and change a lot of these functions that I'm going to be going through with you from the control panel. Okay, so with that, now let's get started. Now we're starting with group A, the 8 buttons in group A. Okay, and the first one is on the upper left-hand corner of the radio. That's a button that I use to tell me what frequency I'm on. The next button to the right of that is the power on-off button. That's just a single function button, toggles on or off as you press it. And the way you know the power button is, this is something the manual doesn't tell you, but the power button has 2 dots on it along the top edge of it. It almost feels like a Braille C, okay? You could feel those dots and you know that's the power button. That's the only button that has 2 dots on it like that on the entire front panel. Okay, moving down, the first button in the second row or column on the left is the attenuator button. And this button has a dual function. And by the way, there are different beeps that designate what's going on with the radio. A high beep usually means that a function is turned on or enabled, and a low beep usually means that it's turned off. Okay, this button has 2 functions. And the one of the functions is the attenuator. It attenuates the receiver. When you hear a high beep, that attenuator is turned on. If you press the button again, it turns the attenuator off and you have a low beep. If you press and hold this button in, it enables the receive-only antenna jack. That jack is the extreme left-hand phono jack in the back of the radio, if you're looking at the radio from the front. Okay, the button to the right of that is another one that has a dual function, and you have a high and a low beep with it. That button, if you just tap it or press it, it turns on the preamp of the receiver. If you press and hold it, it switches to antenna 2. That's the transmit and receive antenna 2. If you have an antenna plugged into the other SO239 jack or port in the back of the radio. For instance, if you have a 6-meter antenna only that you want to be able to switch to, you can plug it into that SO239 and you can switch to it by pressing and holding this second button. But if you don't have any antenna plugged in and you press and hold it, it switches to an antenna that's not there. I wouldn't do that because, of course, if you forget yourself and you're in that antenna jack, you have that antenna enabled, and there isn't any antenna, of course, you have no load going to the radio. You try to transmit with no load, you're going to cause a problem, big problem. You could damage your finals in the rig, so be careful of that one. The first button on the left in the third row is the Vox or CW full break-in button. It's another dual function button. Okay, just to the right of that in this row is the processor button. This is another dual function button. If you just press this button, it toggles the processor on or off, the speech processor. If you press and hold it, it will allow you to adjust the processor input level setting. And the speech guide announces that as well as the setting that you're selecting. I'll let you hear that and the beep that you get with the corresponding changes as you toggle this button on and off.
Processor in 40.
Okay, moving down to the fourth row in group A, The button on the left toggles the transmitter on and off. If you want to just sit back and not hold the microphone and just use a desk mic or a boom mic, and you don't want to use the mic button, you can turn the transmitter on and on by just pressing that button. And then to turn it back off again, you just press it again. It toggles on or off. The button to the right of that is the very important built-in antenna tuner. If you just press this button, it will enable the antenna tuner, and if you press and hold it, it tunes the antenna. Okay, now moving down to Group B. Group B in the manual just describes the headphone jack and the microphone jack. You'll be able to feel those easily. The mic jack is the larger 8-pin or 9-pin jack, whatever it is, in the bottom left-hand corner of the radio. And the one just above it is the quarter-inch headphone jack. Section C consists of 18 buttons and is just to the right of the headphones microphone jack. The first two buttons are a horizontal row, left to right. The one on the left is one you probably won't use if you can't see. It's the meter type button or the drive setting on or off. It's a dual function button. If you just press it, it switches between meter types on the screen. If you press and hold it, it turns the drive function on or off. What the drive function does is allows you to use a transverter with this radio. And the jack for the drive control is the extreme left-hand phono jack in the back of the radio. The one to the right of that you probably will use. This is PFB or PF2. Another button that you can set up a voice function for with the voice guide. And what I like to have this one set up for is the S meter reading of the received signal. So if you press that button, you'll get the S meter reading of whatever signal you're listening to with the radio. Very handy feature. Now you can tell somebody exactly what their signal strength is when you're talking to them. And you don't have to guess anymore if you can't see the radio screen. Now, to the left of the meter button, there's a vertical column of four buttons. This column is just to the right of the microphone jack. The button on the top is another dual function button. It turns the ability to adjust the mic gain or carrier level on or off. If you just press this button, it turns the microphone gain setting on or off.
Mic gain 6-0.
And the voice guide tells you what the mic gain is set to, what percentage it's set to. And you get a high beep when that's turned on, and a low beep when, of course, it's turned off. If you press and hold this button, it turns the carrier level adjustment on. And pressing and holding it again then gives you a low beep, turning that adjustment back off. That carrier level is something you set for AM mode. The button just below that is another dual function button. It turns the power level adjustment setting on or off, or the built-in monitor on or off. You can monitor your own signal in your headphones to see what your microphone sounds like, and you can adjust the level of monitor or the level of microphone with the dual channel control knob on the right of the radio. Or you can also adjust your speech processor level, and you can hear what the input and output sounds like in your headphones with that monitor turned on. Okay, the third button in this vertical row, just down from that, is another dual function button. It adjusts the Vox delay or break-in delay for CW, for full break-in or whatever you want. And depending on what mode you're in, of course, if you're in AM or sideband mode, it allows you to adjust the Vox delay. If you're in CW mode, it will adjust the break-in delay. Just down from that, the bottom button in this row, just to the right of the microphone button and slightly below it, or microphone jack, just to the right of the microphone jack and slightly below it, is a button that's labeled GEN, G-E-N-E. What that does is toggle between three of your last settings that you were tuned to. It's a good feature because if you like to listen to shortwave, you want to go back and forth between AM shortwave frequencies that you might be listening to, you can quickly go between the last three stations that you were listening to with this button. It just kind of circles around and goes back then to the first one after the three that you were last tuned to. Okay, that's the GEN button. Okay, I have to back up to the top button in this row again. The button that adjusts the mic gain or carrier level also adjusts the processor level if you have the processor turned on. It adjusts the processor out level. Just to the right of this vertical column is your 12-button keypad. If you're familiar with a touch tone phone, you'll have no trouble with this button, with this group of buttons. And of course, just like so many keypads, number 5 has a dot on it. Button number 5 has a dot on it, so that's kind of a good reference to know where you are. Each of these 12 buttons goes to a different band, okay? Or to different segments of that band.
1.800, 1.8200.
Okay. Number 1 takes you to the 160 meter band. Number 2 takes you to 80 or 75 meters. 3 goes right to 40 meters. 4 takes you to 30 meters. 5 to 20 meters. 6 to the segments of the 17 meter band. 7 to 15 meters. 8 will take you to 12 meters. 9 to 10 meters. And 0 will take you to the 6 meter band. And the button to the left of the 0 clears anything that you may happen to have set if you want to clear that. Because the other functions of these buttons allow you to enter a frequency directly. And to do that, you just press the button to the right of the 0. That's the enter button. You probably won't be able to hear this because I'm using a very directional headset mic. But if I press this button, the voice guide will say enter. And then I can enter the frequency directly and then hit it again.
1, 0, point,
and
0, 0,
you get a long beep.
6, 0.
And the frequency that you had set to is spoken. Also, these buttons will allow you to set other parameters such as memory channels or things like that. Just to the right of that 12-digit keypad is a vertical column of 5 buttons, and it's also immediately to the left of the main tuning dial. The top button in this vertical column toggles between upper and lower sideband. The button below that toggles between CW, CWFSK, or CW reverse. Okay, the one just to the below that goes between AM, FM, and FM narrow. If you want to go to FM narrow with that button, you just press and hold it. The button just below this is a data button for digital operation. And the bottom button in this row is another dual function button. when you just press that, you get a high beep, and it turns the fine-tuning adjustment mode on. This allows you to tune very slowly with the main tuning control. If you press and hold this button, the voice guide will announce frequency lock on. If you press and hold it again, it will say frequency lock off. This will allow you to lock all the buttons and the main tuning dial, so if you bump it, it won't change frequency on you. Okay, that does it for section D. Now we go to section E. That just talks about the main tuning control. Of course, it's the big knob right in the middle of the radio, just to the right of these five vertical buttons that I just described. And the tuning knob has a little hole in it that you can put your finger in, and you can twist the knob real fast. Underneath the tuning knob, there's a torque lever. If you move that lever all the way to the right, it will make the torque adjustment of the main tuning dial harder, so you won't bump the dial and move it as quickly. If you move it all the way to the left, the tuning knob becomes very easy to turn. And if you adjust it somewhere in the middle, you can adjust the amount of torque you want in the tuning. And section E also talks about the LED shows you what's going on in the screen as far as your tuning adjustment and things like that. But of course, if you have no vision, you won't see that. Okay, just to the right of the main tuning control is the section the manual calls section F. It consists of 20 buttons in five uneven rows. Okay, the top row in this group, going left to right, has five buttons. The first one, just to the right of the main tuning dial, is the button that allows you to adjust your roofing filters. And there are two sets of roofing filters in this radio that you can adjust independently of each other. Really nice feature. And you can really narrow the band width of this radio if there are crowded conditions on the band. You can really narrow things so the roofing filter cuts down on any adjacent channel interference that you're getting. Really, really does a good job. The button just to the right of that turns on or off your noise blankers. There are two noise blankers, blanker A and noise blanker B, or one and two. I forget how they label it. And if you press and hold this button, it will allow you to adjust the parameter of the noise blankers. The button just to the right of that is the NR1 or NR2 button. This turns on the DSP, or digital signal processor. There are two noise reduction filters in this radio, and you can again set them independently of each other too. Just to the right of that is the auto notch button. And the auto notch button can be toggled on and off by pressing the button. There are two auto notch levels. The button to the right of that allows you to turn on a manual notch setting so you can adjust the notch manually. And the way to adjust the notch filter manually after pressing this button, it's a knob just to the right of that button. There are two knobs on this shaft, and the smaller or inner knob is the one you turn to adjust the notch manually. Also, I have to go back and tell you how to adjust the roofing filters in the radio too, as far as the bandwidth setting. They're adjusted by using two knobs, the high and low cut knobs. They're just to the left of the volume and RF control knobs. They're an inner and outer knob. The second knob in from the bottom right-hand corner of the radio. These two knobs
four,
click
zero,
when you turn them, and they adjust the high and low cut. The larger outer knob adjusts the low cut, and the inner or smaller knob adjusts the high cut. The first button in the second row is the split button, and the menu, the voice synthesizer will announce that. If you press that, you can adjust the receive frequency and the transmit frequency to be different from each other. If someone is in split operation and you want to do that, I'll let you hear what that sounds like.
SB10.025101B10.025100.
Now, as you can see, I don't have the transmit frequency set up to be different than the receive frequency, but that's what that does. Okay, just to the right of this is the TF set button. If you're in split operation and you press and hold this in, it will monitor the transmit frequency. Okay, the third button in the second row is another dual function button. It's the A equals B button. That's one of the functions. It toggles between A and B VFO if you have them set differently from each other, or if you press and hold it, it will again make both VFOs be the same. Okay, the other function of this button will allow you to toggle between menu A and menu B if you're in menu mode. This radio has two sets of menus you can set independently of each other. And if you're in program mode, this will allow you to enter the start and end frequencies of the program memories. Now, the last button in this second row is a really nice feature. If you have the voice guide, and of course you probably do, or you wouldn't be listening to this tutorial, it's the voice or CW record button for channel 1. If you press this button and hold it, it will allow you to record a message that you can transmit. For instance, if you're in a contest and you're just saying CQ contest, and your call letters, you don't want to have to do that for 4 or 5 hours straight. You're going to kind of wear your voice out quicker if you do. If you want to record your outgoing contest message for a contest or field day or whatever you're involved with, you can do it by pressing and holding this button and record up to like a 20 or 30 second outgoing message that you can play back if you have the Vox turned on. And then when you get somebody to come back to you, then you can go ahead and give them your report. That's a really nice feature. Also, you can record a CW message and play it back as well. The first button in the third row toggles between memory channel and VFO mode. If you have memory presets in any one of the 99 memory presets in this radio, it will allow you to toggle between that memory preset or the VFO. The button just to the right of this is another dual function button. It will, if you press it once, it will allow you to store data to a memory channel.
Memory in 0010.0. Memory in.
Or if you press it again, it will then allow you to enter memory scroll mode. Okay, the button just to the right of this one will allow you to transfer the memory contents to the VFO. The button just to the right of this is the channel 2 playback and record button for voice or CW. Okay, the first button in the fourth row allows you to store data in the quick memory. If you heard something and you don't want to retain it a long time, but you just want it in a quick memory, you can do it with that. The button just to the right of that allows you to recall what's in the quick memory channels. You can set up to 9 quick memory channels in this radio. And the last button in this row is the channel 3 record or playback button. The first button in the bottom row is the megahertz button. If you press this, it will then allow you to step up and down 1 megahertz at a time by turning the multi-channel knob. And if you press and hold this button, it will allow you to go into the quick menu mode if you're in the menu settings. The button to the right of that is the scan button. If you press it, it will start the rig scanning by itself. If you press and hold it, it will select a scan group for you. There are 9 different scan groups you can set up in this radio. And to select each of the 9, you can change from one to the other by turning the multi-channel knob. The button to the right of that turns the ability to change between all the menus in the radio. And to go from one menu to another, again, you just turn the multi-channel knob. And to change menu parameters in whichever menu you are set to, you can change them by using the memory in or the scan button. Now, the last button in this bottom row, it does 2 things. It will either allow you to have a 4th channel to record a message to play back in, if you have the rig set to do that, either phone or CW, or if you want to, you can change that setting so it will record what the receiver is picking up. This could be handy if you're listening to someone talking and you want to record their signal if they're giving you something that you want to record and not write down, something to write down later. Let's say they're giving you an address or a website to look up or something like that, and you want to make a quick recording of their transmission. You can do that. And then to play that recording back, you just press the button and it will play it back. That's the constant recording feature. And moving to the upper right-hand corner of the radio, we have what the manual calls Section G. This talks about 5 buttons and 1 rotary smooth-turning knob. The first 3 buttons are in a horizontal row at the very top edge of the radio. The one on the left toggles the RIT on or off. That's the receive incremental tuning. The next one to the right toggles the transmit incremental tuning on or off. The one to the right of that clears either the receive or transmit incremental tuning. And the RIT or XIT can be adjusted with the small rotary knob just below these 3 buttons. The next 2 buttons I'm going to talk about are in a vertical row. We move back to the left now and down. There's just a small space and we move down and there are 2 vertically columned buttons. The one on the top has 2 functions. It toggles the AGC between slow and fast if you just press it. And if you press and hold it, it allows you to adjust the AGC fast setting in 9 incremental steps or the AGC slow setting in 9 incremental steps. Really nice feature. You can really fine-tune the AGC with this thing. The other function of this button is if you're in FM mode on 10 or 6 meters for an FM repeater, if you press this button, it will go between the PL and CTCSS settings. If you press and hold it, it will allow you then to adjust the PL settings, the tone settings. And to adjust them, you'd use the multi-channel control knob. What's really nice is the VGS1, or voice guide, will even tell you what the PL settings are and whether you're on CTCSS or PL, or whether it's on or off. Really nice. It tells you everything. The button at the bottom of this vertical row does two things. It will either match the transmit and receive tone in CW mode, or if you press and hold it, it turns the AGC completely off. Okay, that's section G. Now, the last section describing the control panel talks about the last four knobs. The first one is on the left of this group and on top. It's a dual knob, and the inner knob, or the larger knob, adjusts the squelch for FM listening. The outer knob, or the smaller knob, will allow you to, if you turn it, will allow you to adjust the notch filter manually if you have the notch turned on. Just to the right of that is your single multi-channel knob. Now moving down and to the left, we have another dual knob. It adjusts the high and low cut respectively. The large knob in the back adjusts the low cut as far as the roofing filters, and the smaller outer knob adjusts the high cut. Moving to the right, the last two knobs adjust the AF and RF gain. The large knob in the back, or the outer knob, adjusts the RF gain, and the smaller inner knob adjusts the volume, or AF gain. Okay, that's it for the control panel. This was a long one, folks, I know, but I hope you got through it with me. If you have any questions, please, just don't hesitate to write to me at n3ain@hotmail.com, and I'll try to sort things out better for you. Thank you, and good DX. 73, till next time.